The Story of the Little Old Woman and Her Pig. One day, as a little old woman was sweeping her house, she found a crooked sixpence.
What shall I do with this sixpence, she thought, as she polished it. I know. I will go to market and buy a little pig.
So she did. But as she was coming home from market, she came to a stile, and the pig refused to go over the stile. The little old woman pleaded and scolded, but the stubborn pig just shook his head and dug his four hoofs into the ground. Then the little old woman went on until she met a spotted dog. She said to the dog,
Dog, dog, bite pig. Piggy won't get over the stile, and I shan't get home tonight.
But the spotted dog would not help. So the little old woman went a little farther, and she met a big stick. She said to the big stick,
Stick, stick, beat dog. Dog won't bite pig. Piggy won't get over the stile, and I shan't get home tonight.
But the big stick would not help. So the little old woman went a little farther, and she met a fire. She said to the fire,
Fire, fire, burn stick. Stick won't beat dog. Dog won't bite pig. Piggy won't get over the stile, and I shan't get home tonight.
But the fire would not help. So the little old woman went a little farther, and she met some water. She said to the water,
Water, water, quench fire. Fire won't burn stick. Stick won't beat dog. Dog won't bite pig. Piggy won't get over the stile, and I shan't get home tonight.
But the water would not help. So the little old woman went a little farther, and she met a huge ox. She said to the ox,
Ox, ox, drink water. Water won't quench fire. Fire won't burn stick. Stick won't beat dog. Dog won't bite pig. Piggy won't get over the stile, and I shan't get home tonight.
But the big ox would not help. So the little old woman went a little farther, and she met a red-faced butcher. She said to the butcher,
Butcher, butcher, kill ox. Ox won't drink water. Water won't quench fire. Fire won't burn stick. Stick won't beat dog. Dog won't bite pig. Piggy won't get over the stile, and I shan't get home tonight.
But the red-faced butcher would not help. So the little old woman went a little farther, and she met a stout rope. She said to the rope,
Rope, rope, hang butcher. Butcher won't kill ox. Ox won't drink water. Water won't quench fire. Fire won't burn stick. Stick won't beat dog. Dog won't bite pig. Piggy won't get over the stile, and I shan't get home tonight.
But the stout rope would not help. So the little old woman went a little farther, and she met a sharp-toothed rat. She said to the rat,
Rat, rat, gnaw rope. Rope won't hang butcher. Butcher won't kill ox. Ox won't drink water. Water won't quench fire. Fire won't burn stick. Stick won't beat dog. Dog won't bite pig. Piggy won't get over the stile, and I shan't get home tonight.
But the sharp-toothed rat would not help. So the little old woman went a little farther, and she met a sleepy cat. She said to the cat,
Cat, cat, kill rat. Rat won't gnaw rope. Rope won't hang butcher. Butcher won't kill ox. Ox won't drink water. Water won't quench fire. Fire won't burn stick. Stick won't beat dog. Dog won't bite pig. Piggy won't get over the stile. And I shan't get home tonight.
Oh, said the sleepy cat, stretching. If you will fetch me a saucer of milk from the brindle cow, I will kill the rat.
So away went the old woman to the cow and said,
Cow, cow, give me a saucer of milk. Cat won't kill rat. Rat won't gnaw rope. Rope won't hang butcher. Butcher won't kill ox. Ox won't drink water. Water won't quench fire. Fire won't burn stick. Stick won't beat dog. Dog won't bite pig. Piggy won't get over the stile. And I shan't get home tonight.
Said the brindle cow.
If you will fetch me a wisp of hay from the jolly haymakers, I will give you the milk.
So away went the old woman to the haymakers, and she said,
Haymakers, give me a wisp of hay. Cow won't give me milk. Cat won't kill rat. Rat won't gnaw rope. Rope won't hang butcher. Butcher won't kill ox. Ox won't drink water. Water won't quench fire. Fire won't burn stick. Stick won't beat dog. Dog won't bite pig. Piggy won't get over the stile, and I shan't get home tonight.
Said the jolly haymakers. If you will fetch us a bucket of water from the sparkling spring, we will give you the wisp of hay. So away the old woman went. But when she got to the sparkling spring, she found her bucket was full of holes. She covered the bottom of the bucket with pebbles and filled the bucket with water. Then back to the jolly haymaker she went with it, and they gave her a wisp of hay for the cow. When the brindle cow had eaten the wisp of hay, she gave the old woman some milk. Then back to the cat went the old woman with a saucer of milk. When the cat had lapped up the milk, the cat began to kill the rat began to gnaw the rope began to hang the butcher began to kill the ox began to drink the water began to quench the fire began to burn the stick began to beat the dog began to bite the pig, and the little pig in a fright jumped over the stile. So the little old woman did get home that night after all.